It's the Bob and Tom Show.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We are worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on great radio stations with a great guest in the studio. He is comedian Chad Daniels. Bob's at Master Control. I'm Tom. That's Chick over there at the Quality Drivers Sports Desk. And Christy Lee is at the news desk here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Chad, it's good to see you. You're looking good. You're looking
Thank you.
Fit.
That's
healthy.
Must be the shirt.
So really?
Could be.
Big shirt?
Something.
You look like you've been lifting again. You go up and down, no?
I do go up and down. I'm a yo-yo person. Mm-hmm.
It's a nice color.
Thank you.
Wow. You do look healthy.
What happened?
We're trying
You're
to make
gorgeous.
You feel
good. You're a gorgeous
Keep
man.
Keep it coming, folks.
We're trying to make you feel good.
That's working.
Yeah, this is how Tom works. He brings you up and then.
Then he starts slapping you.
I'm just saying nice things. Hope all is well with you. Father of two.
I don't know how we can talk about anything else but what's going on behind the scenes. We need to set this up. Yesterday. Quite by accident, Tom shared with us in a way that only Tom can.
Well, I'll ask the same question of Chad.
No.
I think set this up.
Tom said this you had a bike growing up, right?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Here's how you had an oil painting. Your parents did an oil painting of you, the 2 feet by 3 feet, and hung it in the den. When you were 8 years old, right?
Yeah, over the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. So the oil painting is in the building. We're going to have the unveiling here any minute. The whole place is buzzing right now.
Let me explain what happened. I just when I was a kid, my mom and dad apparently had paintings of each of us done when we were a certain age.
Mm-hmm. And the first comment on it is from Chris, the web guy. It is everything I hoped it to be. He's seen the portrait. He's seen it.
They were in my parents' house. And then when my mom died, somehow it got over to my house.
But so, the oil painting, what we're talking
painting,
about,
but and it was in it
was done a, of each of the children at yeah, the same
at,
age.
It's approximately the same age, okay. Right? So
you had to go to a sitting, if you will.
Yeah, that's when I was leaving the room yesterday. That was he was telling me. I remember. I was so mad at the artist. I couldn't sit still.
How long did you?
I don't
sit?
Remember, but I was a little boy.
This is the guy who's going to get us into a cockfight.
I know people.
It
was in a closet at my house. I don't have it hanging up anywhere, obviously.
Not yet.
Of course not.
We're
going to hang it in here.
We're
going
to hang it in here.
We're going to hang it right over there.
It's
right
going to become. I don't know when we're going to stop talking about it.
From
but
now
it
on, everyone who is a guest has to have their picture taken with.
With the
I'm going first.
You're number one.
You're going to be first, baby.
In fact, you know, Chad has been here for a number of firsts.
Yes, he has.
Yes. Now, I remember this also. This was done when I was, I believe, I was I think I was 6 years old.
You were 6 years old.
And my mom had, the guy came to our house and he had an easel and I don't remember much about it. It was a guy, I remember that. And then when it was done, my mother sent it back because.
Didn't look like you?
No, because there was too much of a cowlick
in
the back. And so he repainted the. You can actually see where he went back and fixed the cowlick.
You were six and you don't remember it?
No. I remember posing for. I remember
show
the
us on the
in.
Doll.
Show
it seems
me
like you're
doll.
Suppressing something.
Show me on the doll. Right.
Yeah. So I remember not like it because I had to wear a sports jacket.
Uh huh.
I can't believe you sat there in your when my kids were six. It took three photographers going cuckoo, look over here, cuckoo, for one picture with a camera.
And it's still blurry.
And you sat there for hours.
Painting?
Yeah, I'm not sure why they didn't just take a couple pictures and go from there. But
I
remember sitting for the portrait. Absolutely.
Did he paint the clothes? Because sometimes they switch clothes. Were you authentic with everything?
I don't remember.
Or just the face?
I don't know. I mean, assume it looked like me.
I don't know. You're the first person.
People could walk in the house and they would go, that's
you
Jamie,
are,
that's
yeah.
Jamie.
You are the very first person I've ever met in my entire life has sat for a portrait.
At the age of six.
At any age.
I thought you said it was 10 when you were 10.
I looked at the date on it.
Yeah, it was when you were six.
It was when I was six. I couldn't remember anything.
I can tell you the next time I come back here, you will be one of two people that she knows that has sat for a portrait. I'm definitely getting a portrait.
You got it.
This sounds exciting.
An oil painting.
That would be nice if you were, for example, for your publicity photographs, for your comedy tour, you could
do an oil painting?
Instead of having the standard headshot, you would have a nice
oil.
Send out an oil
nice portrait. Yes. An oil.
That's right. Send an oil.
What are you, an oil painting? No, you don't do that.
There you go. So we'll do the great reveal in a few minutes there. I think someone went and got it out of my car.
I believe they did.
I got it out of a closet yesterday at my house.
Can you feel it? The whole building is buzzing.
Oh, yeah. It's very tense.
It really is. Like
nobody's in their office. They're
it's like opening night.
Around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move on now. Chad Daniels, comedian, is here with us. He is part of the Limestone Comedy Festival going on the next 3 days. Now, Chad, you are the father of two.
That's correct.
Everything going okay in that regard?
It's wonderful.
Good. Big summer plan? You can go on a vacation?
Well, yeah, we'll probably get out a little bit.
Go fishing, maybe? Yeah. You live on a river, right?
Used to. Moved.
You moved?
Kind of a swampy lake in the backyard where you can fit. You can canoe. Mm-hmm. If you fall out, you're going to smell real bad. Yeah. But there are bass and sunfish in there.
Oh, nice.
Fish, but just no swimming.
Why will you smell bad? Is it a sewage?
It's not a sewage. It's just
dirty
it's like
water.
There's just a very small creek that feeds it. So
I see.
I saw you go-karting the other day with your daughter.
Yes, we were up
that
in...
That looked fun.
Yeah, Fargo, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Go-karting and mini-golfing.
Mm-hmm.
What a great dad.
Summer.
You get to fish,
big
go-kart,
time.
Mini-golf.
Big time.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah,
boy, he Instagrammed nice. His message was, we are going to have fun this summer.
We're
going to
have the most fun all summer. We're
deal with it.
The most
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to win this, this summer.
Win
you
this
guys
fun
are
thing,
win.
Right?
You're going
to
win
yeah.
summer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting a signal here. Apparently the painting has arrived in the building.
And we're going to Periscope the big unveiling. If you have the Periscope app, get that and sign up or look for Bob and Tom. So.
Oh, and we put the Periscope that we did live of... the video of Christy on her truck. We have a preliminary. We haven't done the edit yet, but if you go to the Bob and Tom Facebook page, okay, here come the boys with this is.
I've never been more excited.
My portrait from when I was
it's
6 years old.
Like I'm winning an Oscar.
Oh, this they is... have it wrapped up. Oh, this
oh,
is big.
My God.
There
yes.
we go. Hello, everybody.
Okay, seriously, there are two video cameras. There are three video cameras covering this.
All right.
Okay, here we go. The great reveal.
All right.
This is my painting.
Okay.
This was in my parents' home for many years.
There's a
for
red tablecloth on it okay. right now.
Try not to break it. Okay, the great
are you
reveal.
Ready? Here we go.
And there it is. Nice blue sport coat.
Sweet
you
baby
just
Jesus.
Like Charlie.
That doesn't look anything like you.
Well, I was six.
That is Donald Duck's outfit.
And you're wearing Donald Duck's outfit.
He is the top
blue,
part, isn't it?
A blue
that doesn't look anything like you.
However, I am a little disappointed. I was hoping for a full body like Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Yeah, I did too. I was hoping you'd be there with the dog at your feet, you know.
No.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Leaning against
that
a globe.
Holding
ideally.
A cane with a walking stick.
Notice the cowlick. If you look closely,
I can see
the guy
it,
went back and
right?
repainted the cowlick so it wasn't as prominent.
It doesn't look like he fixed it at all. There's a cowlick
well,
in
no,
the back.
But it was even worse. I looked like Alfalfa from The Little Rascals.
Oh, did you really?
And Our Gang at that point.
Wow, do you have a hickey?
You look just like your son, your youngest.
Well,
I'm not going to say who just instant messaged me.
Looks like a hickey.
The comment is, you look like a little bitch.
Well, whoever did that can probably get you into a cockfight.
That's right.
You're probably right. Uh-huh.
There you go. We'll
that's
get,
oh,
that's
get
fantastic.
This photograph
that
on our website.
That is fantastic.
You look like all of your kids. That's who that looks
well, that's
like.
That's because I'm six when uh-huh. that was done.
I see every,
this is how
I
DNA
see,
works.
I see all your – well, of course, the kids that I've met anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I see all of them.
You've met five of my six children.
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
That looks like a boy that would say, mother, father.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Well, that sure. looks like a boy who would burn your garage down.
Yeah, there you go. He does. He looks like the little boy who would kill your dog and blame right. it on the neighbor.
So, Chad,
and put its head on a stick in the backyard.
Chad, did you have brothers and sisters?
I have a little sister. Yeah.
Little sister. Did your parents have a portrait of you?
We took a picture.
Photographs. Okay.
Yeah, we just had.
Okay,
photographs.
And also
there were no portraits.
Mm-hmm. You said it was giant and huge. First, it's matted.
Yeah.
First of all, so the actual portrait's not that big.
It's still pretty big.
And then
I said it's about what. Two feet by 3 feet.
We've named it Little Lord Tommy.
Yes.
And this is on loan
from the Griswold Collection.
On loan from the Griswold Collection.
This is like the woman in gold.
It really is.
Yeah. You got the painting back from the Germans. This is nice. Yeah.
Speaking of gold.
Paula took it.
I love how you said that's what happened. Germans.
It's like, Paula
had it. Now, in this oil painting of you at age six.
Is this you staring at Paula's breasts?
Are you staring over at Paula's? Are you looking at Paula?
Better explain to Chad who Paula was.
I was just about to ask. Was Paula there?
Paula
the. This is another truth. This is the guy who's going to get us in to a cockfight. Go.
Who was Paula, Tom?
Paula was our German maid.
Oh, my God. Hello, Tommy.
She wore a uniform.
She wore a uniform. I wish I could get.
It was an SS uniform. Oh,
did you hear what he said? God, I wish I could get. Stop. And then his brain went, stop it.
Stop.
Stop it.
Say no more.
These mics are hot.
Let me just defend myself.
Go ahead.
Don't you like it when you go to a restaurant that people have a uniform on so you know who works there and who doesn't? I don't like it when there's people.
I don't for one second think that's what you were thinking.
There are people walking around and. You work here? I didn't know.
I had no idea.
I should have counted the tattoos.
You would like ham or turkey for your lunch, Tommy?
Tommy, for your bath.
Would you like a wiener?
And you know, there was one day when.
Tommy, it's time for your shower. Oh, you're too big to bathe, Tommy. You're getting so big. You're becoming a little man.
The hills are alive.
The sound of Griswold.
In just moments, more Bob and Tom Extra. Bet you can't wait, huh?
With the fluffy fur coat and them big brown eyes, chinchillas are just creepy rats in disguise. Chinchilla! You ever chew all your stuff in the stink like crap? Instead of buying a cage, you should buy a trap for chinchillas. You want to teach kids about raising a pet and articulated python's the one you should get. Not a damn chinchilla. I know a pet snake's a way to go. No chinchilla. I swear to God. Whoa, chinchillas really blow. Say no to chinchillas. I swear to God.
That sounds pretty good. Hey, rewind it. Let's hear the track. Hey, and make sure you put enough reverbs on my voice. I don't want to sound like Billy Idol's. Change it to you, Scotty.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And in the studio, we have one of my favorite human beings.
Thank you, Tom.
He is unhinged, and we've got him unleashed. It's Greg Hahn.
All right, this is the 4th of July show.
Yeah.
I love it. I love 4th of July.
Me too.
Hit him in the head. Marine Corps. Love the Marine Corps. How you doing? This is going to be the show, man. This is where you get discovered. I'm going to get a movie deal from this show, Tom.
Good.
A sitcom deal. Get rich.
Okay.
Buy a llama farm. Get a kitchen fish tank. Get some plastic surgery. It's going to be botched.
Nice. A former Marine. I guess once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Greg,
I wouldn't have been a comic had I not joined the Marine Corps, because you got to get in front of people and march them around. Left, right, left foot, right. Like stand-up comedy is a similar thing. I stand up there, I scream and yell. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Greg Hahn is a great comedian, and he's going to be on the road, I understand.
I'm my own manager, my own agent, my own financial advisor.
Oh, God.
I'm driving the Greg Hahn empire into the ground. I'm my own writer. It's devastated my career.
Yeah. Greg Hahn is the greatest corporate comedian I've ever seen. We had Greg come into a meeting once and didn't tell anybody that he was a comedian. We just said he was a... Because you look like you could be any kind of corporate guy, like some kind of a consultant. And we said to everybody that he was a consultant, and 3 minutes into his lecture, he had everyone laughing so hard. The lady next to me said, if he doesn't stop, I'm going to wet my pants. That's Greg Hahn.
I think she was trying to pick you up.
That's now nice. That you're your own manager, how do people find you?
GregHahn.com, and I did fire my corporate agent because they forwarded a bunch of gigs to them. I might as well have just deleted all those.
Wow.
So now
I do it myself. Yeah, absolutely. I take the call myself, do the negotiating.
There you go.
How does that go?
Well, go ahead. Make me an offer.
Okay. Well,
done! Say that's how it goes.
There you go. That's how he does it.
Do a show? Let's do a show.
All right.
I was going to say $5, but
I had $50 for you over here. So.
I could have talked you down.
Okay, good to know. We're hanging out with Greg Hahn. We got a story we haven't even gotten to yet.
But are you ready for my revision for my bean hierarchy?
Oh, yes.
Sure. Oh, okay. Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
Sorry.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Donnie.
And tomorrow's a big day, man. You guys counting down the minutes?
July 4th.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's the one day a year we can all set aside our political and physical differences and come together as one to blow stuff up good.
Right.
I agree. Good point.
And it's all to commemorate that day Christopher Columbus first set foot on this Fraggle Rock. When American patriot Paul Revere's made his famous ride through the hood shouting, Columbus is coming! Columbus is coming! I swear to God.
A lot wrong there.
It's basically what we do now. Never fails. Sometime around 4 a.m., you know, we're getting ready for the grand finale. My cousin Lonnie will wake up off his lawn chair and say, the cops are coming! The cops are coming! I swear to God. It's tradition, man. And if you're anything like me, you've been setting off fireworks the last 2 weeks in anticipation anyways.
Uh-huh.
Well, my neighbors love it.
Oh, I bet.
And I'll start lighting them off around midnight. And not 5 minutes later, all my neighbors are out of their houses rubbing their eyes and yelling, you know, cheering me on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Per Baker tradition, I'd like to pass on some 4th of July safety tips just so everybody has a safe 4th of July.
Oh, good.
Well, first of all, since the 4th is on a Wednesday this year, and most of your dick bosses ain't going to let you off work Thursday,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be all hungover, okay? So use some common sense and start drinking early.
Oh.
Secondly, I'll be setting my alarm for 6 a.m. by the way, and I already moved the fireball chiller to my nightstand so I can do a shot every 9 minutes when my snooze alarm goes off. And then I got a cooler full of ice and a beer in the bathroom so I can have a beer when I'm on the throne, plus a shower beer to get the day started.
A shower beer.
Shower beer. Oh, yeah.
And then once you got your buzz, it's time to get your grub on.
Huh.
You know, everybody knows family pitch-ins is sometimes questionable, no matter whose family you're in.
Sure. Yeah.
My Aunt Putty always brings her homemade coleslaw, which always ends up warm. Never fails. My Uncle Sonny, he's famous for possum jerky. You ever had that, chick?
No.
Oh, he used to sell it, man. I mean, some years it's fresh out of the trap. Swear to God. My advice is only eat it straight off the grill. That way you don't catch salmonellas or head, foot, and mouth disease.
Uh-huh.
Our hot cousin Amber came down with Zika virus last year and still blames us for not cleaning out the mud vein on it. And thirdly and foremost, you're going to make sure you got the best fireworks on the block.
Right.
And there's a couple different ways you can do this. You can go the traditional route and go down to One Thumb Larry's, you know, wait in line for 40 minutes.
Right.
Get your black hats and your driveway snakes at a markup. Or you can do 4th of July Donnie Baker style and make your own.
Ooh.
Well, all you need is some common sodium bicarbonate and straight sugar.
Uh-huh.
And to make your own homemade fireworks, first thing you want to do is go around and collect all the 50-gallon drums and barrels you can find.
Right.
I always hit the Texas Roadhouse waiting for them to run out of peanuts. Then you're going to want to set all them barrels aside with no holes in them because those are going to be the barrels we use to hold the gasoline.
No gasoline, Donnie. That's enough.
Finally, everybody knows nothing puts people in a mood for love more than fireworks. It's probably all them explosions going off, Christy. It's like subliminal.
Yeah.
So my last bit of advice is like this. Be sure to rubber up your Yankee Doodle. State law. Or at a minimum, I'll say it just like Kissinger. Don't shoot until you see the white of her eyes.
That was Henry Kissinger, actually.
Did you say that? Kissinger say that?
Good to know. I'm sorry. Today is International Bean Day.
Eat Bean Day.
Eat Bean Day.
Eat Beans
now, so,
Day.
Chick McGee, you announced your hierarchy of beans.
That's right.
You've changed it?
I had black beans, number
right?
one. Well,
really?
Everybody's going to go, oh, ready?
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
My bean hierarchy, number one.
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
You don't eat him.
Well, no, but I enjoy him very much.
Okay.
And then number two, black beans.
All
and
right.
then number three, pinto.
Well.
Well, don't we have a pinto sophisticated
bean, huh?
palate?
Pinto bean.
My hierarchy includes a bean that we have not mentioned yet.
What's that?
Refried.
Oh.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Sour cream?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like to take the flour tortilla, smear it with refried
beans and then put the crunchy taco inside and set it in there and like glue. And
well,
then.
I do like that, but I also love it when Taco Bell does
yeah.
it, otherwise known as the double decker.
Heck yeah.
They have it at Taco Bell?
Yes.
They've had it for years.
How have I? I've been asleep at the wheel.
But you can eat a bunch of black beans, just no problem. You ever had like black beans like 1 in the afternoon and then like 6 at night? You're like, what is going on?
yes, I have enjoyed that. Yes, I have.
I never get beans in my burrito.
Mr. Bean.
Okay, now we have to move on here. We have Christy Lee with a story. You started and we interrupted. What was it again now?
Yeah, a sunbather in Greece nearly died after she accidentally floated out to sea for 21 hours
on an
air mattress.
She's floating out.
No.
What is that?
It's a bad song from the 70s.
Henry Gross, Shannon. It's a great song.
It's good.
But it has nothing to do with, isn't that about a dog dying?
Well, as I was singing it, I remembered that, and I wasn't going to mention it.
55-year-old Olga Koldo of Russia was staying at a Greek resort with her family and was reported missing after she failed to return to her hotel after an afternoon swim.
Mm-hmm.
She was discovered the next day, 7 miles off the Greek coastline.
Why knew no look for me?
Koldo was hospitalized for sun exposure, sunstroke, hypothermia, and heart problems.
We thought you were the California raisin. Sorry, ma'am.
It's unclear.
Tell you what, Olga, you started shaving your legs. We might have looked for you, okay?
It's unclear if she fell asleep. Reports say she was carried away, though, by a strong current.
I am not a woman.
She was kept in a hospital overnight, and her daughter says that Olga is lucky to have survived.
Holy cow, that's bad.
Yeah. I can't take heat. I love cold. I stick my boobs in cold. I don't care about cold.
Well, it gets cold at night, so.
You know old saying, colder than Olga's boobies out here.
In a tin bra. That's right.
Cast iron panties. Very cold.
Poor Olga.
What
the hell?
Wouldn't there be sharks and stuff once you got way out to sea like that?
I'd be yes.
not underwater. She's on top
well,
of
no,
the
but,
water.
Well, no, but circling the sharks, raft.
They're going to.
It's like the happily. Sharks ordered
okay,
takeout.
Here's the deal.
Takeout's here, sharks. Take. Okay.
Sharks don't go after humans. They.
What are you? What are you, a shark activist?
This is Christian sharks.
Yeah. They don't.
Yes,
it's
they
not,
do.
They
class.
Don't go after.
I read that book. What was the book where the guy was trapped before he went to the Japanese prisoner of war camp? Remember, he's in
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Or wait, something. Yeah, well,
yeah, yeah. Something like
sharks
that.
Do not.
And remember,
hunt
the sharks
out men.
Are circling, and they finally have to let the one guy's body off. Oh, it's awful.
What if you're flailing around, Christy, and your foot's bleeding?
Well, that's different. Now you look like a seal to them.
Mm.
But they will, but sharks will explore whatever's floating in the ocean there.
But she was on a mattress.
Right, but they'll still check that out.
I have a shark hierarchy.
Oh, God.
Could you get just a drum roll without the baddest thing I've ever done on it? Could we get that worked out for you?
Great white.
Right.
Yeah.
Tiger. Tiger. Hammerhead.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
No,
you got to reverse that. You want a hammerhead second.
You want
a yeah.
Tiger white. Sharks are the ones that are really, really
they're aggressive,
aggressive,
aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
My shark hierarchy.
Shark Week's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Great white.
Great white.
Whale shark.
Yep.
CPO sharky.
Wow.
With Don Rickles, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a dusty one.
What's a whale shark? What happens with a whale shark?
They're these huge whale shark mixes.
Are they aggressive?
No.
Oh, I'm not interested.
Nice nurse shark. They're really passive. You can pet them.
I like the little hats the nurse sharks wear.
So this lady was getting roasted out there?
Yeah.
So was she floating near the shore and it just kind of, she fell asleep and she floated?
They aren't sure. They're not saying for sure what happened exactly, but they assume she fell asleep and the strong current took her out to sea.
But these air mattresses, they don't deflate like my kids' toys do?
Apparently not. Not this one.
Maybe she
was
just asleep inside on the air mattress and then some impish kids from the camp.
Like in Meatballs?
Yes.
No, shoved
her out
into that.
Put her into the. Are you ready for the summer?
Rudy the Rabbit.
Hey, Josh, you got a little something, a little catch in your.
Yeah.
You got a little something.
Yeah. Something
now, I know an awful lot about medicine.
Oh, good.
My father's a physician.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe you can help me.
I picked up a lot.
So there you go.
You describe your symptoms to me. I'll go ahead and tell you what's going on.
It feels like a head cold. I've got kind of some stuff in the lungs.
Right.
And
scratchy throat.
A little bit of a scratchy throat.
You're lonely, man. Lonely. Go on a date already. Okay, Christy, what's in the news?
Thank you, doctor. That was very
helpful. That will help.
We have a lot to get to here, Christy. What else have you got?
Well, it's the 4th of July. Be careful at your picnic. Over a dozen folks in North Carolina became sick after they were exposed to feces at a party.
Oh, boy.
According to Mecklenburg County officials, 18 people were hospitalized.
This was on the national news this morning.
After attending a birthday party in Forest Hills where some prepared food apparently came into contact with fecal material. Four of those hospitalized were confirmed to have Shigella, a contagious disease that is transmitted through direct contact with bacteria and fecal matter.
My Shigella.
My Shigella. It might be Shigella. That would be worse.
This is a new one.
Did she host Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago? Shigella.
Health officials believe improper hand washing likely caused the outbreak, which we have a story about that, too, about washing.
Yeah, but this was a big deal. This
It was?
Yeah, the story was, I saw it in the national news
There's a party and only 18 people got sick and it's national news.
Well, because I think they put it in the national news because they wanted people to be extra careful with all the picnicking going on this weekend.
Well, you know,
and they say it was from whoever prepared the food probably didn't wash their hands properly.
Oh,
no, Siri, this is
well. And if you leave it out in the heat like that, like a potato salad or macaroni salad, there's always salmonella. Is always
salmonella
lurking.
What's the name of this disease again, Christy?
It's always lurking.
What's this disease called again?
Shigella.
Shigella. I like empatigo much better. That's my favorite.
So right? in your disease hierarchy,
you got measles.
Empatigo first.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Ringworm.
Ringworm.
Ringworm. Yeah. Ringworm's kind of fun.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Scabies?
I think
the reason they put this in one of the lead stories in the National News Wire this morning was because they want people to be careful.
Life begins at 40. You got to watch that food.
Careful for picnicking. And
gross. So
don't bring the poo-poo platter to the picnic table. sorry.
Mike Mark sent us this report this morning.
Uh-oh.
Residents in San Francisco reportedly greeted by the most atrocious smell ever. Over the weekend, someone dropped a large plastic bag filled with 20 pounds of human feces on a sidewalk.
Oh.
Just dropped it.
Yep. A spokeswoman for the city's customer service number 311 said several reports were filed regarding a large amount of waste, which she said was a common occurrence in San Francisco, but noted, was not a common occurrence, but noted this was not an atypical thing.
San Francisco, it's probably usually not in a bag.
There's a picture, Tom.
That's okay. I'll pass.
A clear plat?
Who collects that?
Boy. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitchwater sitting in for Peter Quimby. And this is a Some Other News safety report for the 4th of July.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
Remember the following safety tips, friends. Alcohol and pyrotechnics do not mix.
Right.
So only adults who have already chugged their drinks should shoot off the fireworks. Always wear protective goggles and earplugs and carry a bucket of water around if you want to be known as the neighborhood weirdo that will likely die a virgin. Attention any adults holding a lit sparkler. Put down the sparkler and go back to the bar. You look like a douchebag. And kids, if you see an adult holding a sparkler who is saying, "Look at me, I'm the Statue of Liberty," feel free to vigorously punch or kick them in the genitalia. When shooting off a bottle rocket, do not aim it directly at your buddies. Instead, hold it sideways like a gangsta so you'll look really cool. Never shoot fireworks toward an elderly uncle or grandparent unless you want to see them dance like Jed Clampett with ants in their pants. And finally, here's a good rule of thumb to remember. Fellas, the shorter the fuse you have, the longer your penis is.
Is that right?
And this has been Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Peter Quimby, and this was a Some Other Safety News report for the 4th of July.
Dick hits one.
Oh, sounds like
a short fuse.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out that CPO Sharky was on after the Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay, I'd just like to point that out. I'd like to point out that the Beverly Hillbillies was a hit show.
CPO Sharky was a big hit.
How many seasons?
17.
It's got to be less than two.
Including an anniversary season. Okay.
Much as I love Don Rickles. wasn't he in Run Silent, Run Deep, by the way?
Who's in Kelly's Heroes, right?
Yeah, okay, and I'm sorry, we'll move on. We have a comedian Greg Hahn has joined us here in the studio.
Yeah,
and
thanks for having me here.
We really have to talk about washing your hands properly.
Why? Oh, okay, because I'm here in the studio.
No, that's why that party got all.
Yeah, because they think that people didn't wash their hands correctly.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you supposed to?
Not
sing
that complicated.
Something? What is it?
Happy birthday, isn't it?
Well, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they found 97% of the time most consumers are not washing their hands with soap for at least 20 seconds, which is the recommended time by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The study also found participants did not dry their hands with a clean towel.
Come on.
The lack of hand washing led to cross-contaminating food items, which of course spreads bacteria, which we learned can
make you sick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's why they have to have the signs in all the bathrooms, employees must wash hands.
Yes.
And it makes you wonder if you didn't have that sign. Yikes.
Yeah. Steve Martin. Nobody's washing their hands for 20 seconds.
I easily do.
The CDC 20 seconds. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Singing the alphabet song or happy birthday twice while rubbing your hands with soap to wash them properly.
I'm kind of a germphobe, so I sing American Pie. My Chevy to the levee.
Stay tuned. More Bob and Tom Extra is next. Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, yeah. He's back from his vacation.
Oh, yeah.
It's Josh Arnold. He didn't catch any fish, but he did catch something. Makes your voice sound kind of sexy, Josh.
Well.
And Christy nailed it. Your eyes are
half open.
Half open, like you're really sick and going to give it to all of us. Maybe you should leave.
Think you're contagious?
I don't have a fever. Don't you have to have a fever to be contagious?
Your complexion, your complexion is red, but that's probably the sunburn, but your eyes are kind of half.
It's the ODC, Ozark Death Cold.
Yep.
Well,
I didn't really get sunburn. I got tan.
Yeah, you did.
You're olive. You're dark complected. You're ruddy.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely burn, but I was on top of it.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Can't be too careful, Tommy.
Yeah. Someone took a picture of me this weekend where I'm.
Yeah, congratulations.
Look like the Joker.
Again?
Batman. I got to lather up that face when you're out there.
Why don't you just put a towel over your head?
Or just wear
like
a hat. Or just don't leave.
No, I was in the pool with the girls.
You know what? Keep yourself away from each other, from everybody. I think that would be great. That would probably be the good thing.
Okay, thanks very much. What have you got over there, Christy?
America's oldest living military veteran has become the victim of identity theft. He is Richard Overton, and he's 112 years old, believed to be the oldest living World War II vet in the United States.
I mentioned he had the same name as a comedian, the great Rick Overton, very fine comic.
Yeah.
Good actor.
According to Richard Overton's cousin, Volma Overton Jr., a significant amount of money was taken from the supercentenarian's personal savings account. Overton turned an incredible 112 on May 11th and celebrated by hosting an annual block party at his East Austin home. Most members of the public helped celebrate, including the Austin mayor, Steve Adler, and Austin police chief, Brian Manley.
What kind of scumbag steals from an old person like that?
Right to jail.
Maybe I guess they didn't know he was that old. Maybe they just saw him.
Well, sure, they did. They stole a Social Security number, which was 00001 07.
One? Oh. You're not going to go one?
Hey, he wasn't the first. Oh. Yeah.
And fair enough.
Obviously, his passcode was oldest veteran 69.
Yeah.
He's still a man.
Yeah, he's still.
He's still a guy. Yeah, you go for it. 69.
She's our lady upside down.
On a 69er.
On a
69er.
A 112.
I'm impressed he's throwing a block party for 112.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So I hope they find the scumbags that took this guy's money. And they probably knew it was taken when there was credit card. All of a sudden, he's 112. There's a thing for Xbox.
Yeah.
You know, Skittles, Viagra. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. So when the Jets beat the Colts in the Super Bowl III, he was 50? Is that right? 60 years ago? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's 112, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And what's the word?
Supercentenarian.
Supercentenarian, okay.
That extra N always.
Does that mean you're more than 110?
I guess so.
Super a centenarian.
Centenarian is 100.
Right.
100.
Well, I would think anything over 100, right?
No, that's centenarian, right, is 100. Mm-hmm. So super centenarian, I guess the cutoff is 110 or the...
Must be. I'm not...
Yikes.
I don't plan to get that old. So
there can't be a lot of those.
No.
Not for long, anyway.
Yeah, but couple obviously... Weeks.
Turnover's high. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good for the guy. I mean, I hope they get this sorted out for the guy.
Yes.
That he's got family taking care of him, and I guess the bank should have figured out when they saw a transfer that, you know, wasn't for something that it's advertised on the Andy Griffith Show. They know that this guy's not going to be buying the bet.
I'd have gone Matlock, but that's me.
Well, Andy Griffith, as you know, preceded Matlock.
Sure.
A four-legged mayor in Minnesota announcing his retirement after 4 years in, forgive me, Poffus. The mayor of Cameron, Minnesota, has been a 13-year-old Great Pyrenees named Duke.
Poffus? That's the best they could do?
It's a dog.
Yeah. Well, I know, but why would they elect a dog?
What's the dog's name?
Holy cat! What's the Bugs Bunny where he gets inducted? He just drafted. Sergeant. Holy cats, we drafted a rabbit!
Duke's job responsibilities mostly involved leading parades and other ceremonial duties. While he will not seek re-election this year, Duke is releasing a biography that details his life.
However,
and how he showed the town to, quote, be chill, join in, and be kind.
His job one, of course, was to introduce legislation to eliminate cats, but that,
that apparently, course, yeah, didn't
stalled
pass.
In committee.
There was the leg hump scandal.
That's right, yes.
Of course.
Involving a woman across the aisle. Oh, sorry, a female dog, a bitch across the aisle.
Wow.
The 13-year-old Great Pyrenees Duke will be honored in a parade.
You're a good mayor. You're a good mayor. Good boy.
He's a cool baby.
You are such a good mayor.
He was a good. What kind of dog was it?
Like Great Pyrenees.
Great Pyrenees, which meant they were up all night. There was a famous controversy. I remember reading about this. There was some fear that they were going to close the orphanage, but the mayor couldn't get the thing to move forward because he kept dragging his ass, literally, across the carpet.
Scooting.
He had a bit of a worm issue for a while there.
I know you wanted to get to the mayor dragging his ass on the carpet.
What a setup.
Why'd you have to drag orphans into it?
Why couldn't it have been?
How about a raise for policemen? Yeah. And then,
sanitation workers.
He kept dragging his ass or anything.
I wanted to sell it.
Sundown, you really wanted to sell it.
He's a dog.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, Floyd.
I've enjoyed your Marmaduke program.
Oh.
I was like at Bazooka Joe, too, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I heard a tale of this morning that I wasn't shocked about, to be honest with you, but that LeBron James ran off and did it again, didn't he?
He's going to be an L.A. Laker. They're calling him L.A. LaBron.
Well, you know, I'd tell it like this. Cleveland's kind of got to feel like a whore looking for a hug about right now.
Oh, probably.
Nobody hugs a whore, of course.
That's true.
I'm glad this sort of thing only happens in sports instead of other parts of life, like fast food. Mm-hmm. It'd be hard having to go to Wendy's to find a Whopper, you know, and then have to keep track of all of it.
Yeah.
I thought instead of the Lakers, he might join the PGA Tour and replace Phil Mickelson.
Why?
Well, on account Phil invented the flop shot. Get it? I'll dig up and listen to you.
Thank you.
There was no question.
Josh, sure. You could probably do a pretty good Floyd impression.
Oh, what, with the voice now?
Yeah.
Hey, fellas.
That was your President Obama, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, try your Obama now.
I've told you time and time again, I do not do an Obama impression.
Oh, but here, the president just walked
in. But he is here with us today. Mr. President, would you... Hello? Oh, man, this is going to be...
It hurts.
What's the matter, Mr. President? What seems to be the issue here?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of a cold, but...
He's got a cold. You've got a cold too, Mr.
What?
That's right. I've been hanging out with Josh in the Ozarks.
Ah. Taking speed, are you, Mr. President?
Well, we did some bass fishing. And,
well, when you do shoot a fan, it makes you a little speedy.
Okay. there we go. Christy, back to you.
Well, the mayor of the third largest city in Michigan is trying to fight back against an exception some citizens have to the I'm available 24/7 rule. He posted a Facebook message advising residents to let him be while jogging. He said while he does like to speak to his constituents, that does not include his jogging time. Apparently, one of the residents complained that Mayor Fouts didn't speak to her while jogging.
Oh, boy, I bet she's a joy.
He wouldn't even give me the time of day.
Poor Jim Fouts, he's an avid runner, just trying to do his thing.
Yeah.
And this woman?
I just needed to tell him about how my neighbor's hose is always uncoiled on the sidewalk.
And their garage door is constantly up.
And I don't know who they have over at 2 a.m. Who has anybody over at 2 a.m.? Oh, I mean, this is Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor!
I can't believe.
Yeah. Give the guy a break.
Where's he from?
What's my name?
Warren, Michigan.
Oh, Harpy McNagg. Right. How are you?
Warren, Michigan.
Oh, okay. My cousin lives there.
Well, let's call her up.
And give her a buzz.
All three of my husbands have killed themselves. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I have such terrible luck.
You're listening to Bob and Tom Extra.